When construction is completed in the fall of 2017, the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Niagara Falls will feature 128 rooms, a top-floor convention space, and ground-level retail space. The hotel project is estimated at $35 million, $24 million of which is coming from Goldman Sachs. Mark Hamister, CEO of the Hamister Group, the project developer, says 4 years from conception to groundbreaking is a long time, but there were many hurdles to clear.
Yes, it takes time. It takes a lot of it. But with our partners in this process, from the governor to the mayor to Hyatt to Goldman, the hard work, the dedication, the patience, and the perseverance has paid off.
Governor Cuomo admitted that the state for many years was unfriendly to business with high taxes. He also spoke of the need to reverse a longtime culture of negativity in Western New York. Cuomo explained why this project was too important to let fail.
To me, it became a bellwether that if this project failed, it would reinforce the negative impression of Niagara Falls. We believe that if the project went ahead, it would actually affirm the opposite, the resurgence of Niagara Falls.
It's hailed as the first non-casino-related development of its size in downtown Niagara Falls in four decades. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.